Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 o'clock. Great to have you. You missed our Juwan Howard soliloquy. Odyssey.com. Rewind. Deal Breakers coming up in an hour. I want to talk Lions, and I've got something for you. So hear me out on this, and then we'll try to have a conversation. So you heard in Luke's update, DJ Reader's in town. Now, DJ Reader is just a mean human. I mean, he is 340 pounds of just mean. It's the best way I can describe watching DJ Reader play football, both with Houston and Cincinnati. He is, when healthy, Ben, I can say with certainty, one of the top 15 defensive tackles in all of football. So then you ask yourself, okay, well, what's the catch here? What's the downside? Well, the downside is he's had one of the most difficult injuries to come back from, and he's had it twice, once on each leg. He has blown out his quad. He did it the first time in 2020. He did the other leg, I believe it was the right leg, this past year. So he's coming off of, at near age 30, it's a devastating injury. It's a really hard rehabilitation process, and if you don't believe me, you can ask DJ Reader, who has talked extensively about it in Cincinnati newspapers. I'm a nerd, okay? There you go. The point I'm making is I have no qualms about signing this man if your doctors say he's good. Because if you put DJ Reader next to Aleem McNeil, you have told other teams this when they want to run the ball. Bitch, you ain't running the ball. Like, it's not happening. So I want to say I don't have reservations about the player when healthy. He's an awesome football player. And if you sign him, this would move. I'm not speaking for Rico. It's just me. I would take this from a C-plus offseason to a B-minus. Like, solid. A B-minus is not bad. You're not going to get any A's unless you went out and landed a Legarius Sneed, or you went out and did the unthinkable and got Danielle Hunter. Like, it's a solid, I could work around it. Now, here's the fear, Rico, and then I want to hear your grade. The fear is almost every player not named Amik Robinson has a huge injury profile. Carlton Davis has missed 16 games over the last 3 years. Marcus Davenport basically was out all of last year and has seemingly always been banged up. And now you'd bring in DJ Reader off of, and again, I'm not a doctor. If your doctors give this man a good deal and I will trust you. I will trust Brad Holmes. But that is my only concern is, it is a collection of oft-injured guys or guys coming off of a catastrophic injury, which is a blown-out quad. I mean, that's a really hard injury, and it would be his second one. But overall, I got nothing to tell you about the football player. He's awesome. I'm shocked the Bengals are letting him go.
But see, I wonder if it's a reason. Is there a reason why the Bengals are letting him go, Mike? I can't give it a B. I got to pull the John Jansen. This is the one I have to let it play out because if he plays, and I'll even say, you know, if he can give you 12 games this year, then I'll give you your B. But if you're just bringing in high-priced damaged goods, again, I got to leave it at a C until I see him actually make an impact out on the field. Because It's almost becoming like this is a salvage yard where you can come and try to rehab here and get your career back in order. Instead of just going out and getting players who have a history, like realize football's a violent game. Yep. I understand people are going to get injured. But it's just you keep bringing in injured players hoping that they're going to rehab and get better here. I got to leave it at a C. Can I give it a B? Ask me later on in the season, and I can change my mind. If he actually plays, yes, you're right. It works. You're going to strengthen the defensive line. You're going to shut down the opponent's run game. But if he's on the sideline in street clothes, that's not helping your defensive line.
I know. But look, the only thing I can tell you with DJ Reader, he is one of these oddly high-level and consistent players. There's just no variance. You know what you're getting when he plays. And outside of those two brutal injuries, he plays. I am fascinated. And I think the type of contract you pay him will tell you a lot. I mean, we talked to Eric Armstead yesterday, very similar to DJ Reader in age. And DJ Reader's a far better run defensive player. Armstead's the better pass rusher, but I think DJ Reader overall is a better football player. Look, Rico, I just am. First of all, this week I'm exhausted. I don't know why I'm arguing with people when I tell you I like the players. I just don't have to love it. It's this weird psychosis in this city. But if you bring in DJ Reader, what will it accomplish? It's what we talked about. Is well, first of all, DJ Reader is going to give you some interior pressure. Some. I don't want to get carried away, but some. DJ Reader's always got a knack of doing the splash thing. Like you'll be watching Bengals games, and all of a sudden you'll see this 500-pound man murder a human, and he's in the backfield and he eats the running back, and then the head goes rolling down the field. You're like, what the hell just happened? DJ Reader has a few of those every year where you're like, how? It would upgrade the D-line, which I thought was critical. And I can't tell you that Marcus Davenport does that. That's why I didn't want to bother with it. This, at least, I could tell you. If their doctors say, okay, on paper, I'll say, all right, I'm good. I'm with you. We only know once we get to camp and once we get to the season.
Right. And then if this was the only person they brought like that, I would say, okay, the Lions know something. He's going to heal up. But the fact that the Bengals were like, okay, well, I'm going to Detroit. Okay. You want us to drive you to the airport? Here, just take the bag. Don't worry about coming back. As a matter of fact, we're going to have your replacement signed before you even hit the tarmac. So, you know, that I'm a little apprehensive because how Cincinnati reacted to that. It was no fight. It was almost like, okay, see you. You can go to Detroit. You're
there. Well, and they already have. Now, this might be foreshadowing in a positive way. The Bengals have brought in a couple of D tackles today. Does that foreshadow that they believe Reader's gone? That the Detroit thing is kind of a
right. That's why I think that they know he's gone, but the fact that they're not putting up a fight to try to keep him.
Look, man. Again,
good players. I mean, you saw what just happened with the Chargers. We thought they were going to release everybody.
I think it's easier.
And they found a way to bring them all.
I think it's easier to not bring back a player when he's missed two of the seasons he's played for you. I think that's an easier move on that side of the fence than it is if you're the Lions. If you're the Lions, you're probably only getting him because of the quad injury last year.
Yeah.
I want to give it a flyer. I really do like the player. But I'm with you in that even bringing back Mosley. If I give you four players that you have decided to bring back to this team, two of them are coming off devastating injuries. Another is coming off a lost season and a guy who's always nicked. Any other guy's missed 16 games in 3 years, no less than 4 games a year. I can't fight Rico, guys. If you want to fight him, God bless. I think your concerns are valid. They're my concerns. Yeah. I'm saying on paper, if it plays out, Reader is a difference maker. He is. So I want to know where Lion fans are at. What do you make of this? If the offseason would be complete after a DJ Reader signing, what's the approval rating? 248-539-9797. David, you're nodding your head a little bit. What's going on?
Because it's interesting because I truly believe you guys are saying the same thing, but It's just that injury question mark.
No, Mike's buying the stock a little earlier.
Correct. He's trusting what the doctors of the Lions would say and say, you know what? Yes, we're good with this. So you have to trust their decision and move with it and say, on paper, this is what we have. I believe we have the best of DJ Reader coming up this season. I'm just leaning more towards Rico and saying, I'm not sure that he's going to be healthy enough to do what he needs to do for this team. And it doesn't change my mind on their offseason if they sign him.
David, some of this could just be a bias on my part because I'm just tired of seeing players, injured players, getting signed. I want to see somebody that you don't have to worry about. They can just come in training camp and they're ready to go. Not, okay, we got to rehab them. We got to kind of watch them and make sure. Just, I'm frustrated. If I'm a Lions fan, I'm frustrated because I'm going to say this again. You had the money to go and be a big boy team, and you chose poverty. I don't know why. You chose to walk in there and say, I'm broke. Can I use a coupon? Can I use a discount instead of just paying full price?
And I like the player. It is a risk. I guess for me, I have to accept that they're going to sign a bunch of injured people every year, and this is what they do. Do I wish it was Danielle Hunter? Sure I do.
This is our life now. Injured players.
Pretty much.
Uplifting stuff, man.
Yeah, but Kenny, here's the deal. Like, I'm not trying to play both sides of the fence. I'm stating a fact that the injury profile concerns me, but what I'm giving more credit to is that DJ Reader is a really good football player who's played at a really high level for pretty much his whole career. 2020, misses the year with the quad. Last year, God, what week did he hurt? It might have been week 6. The point is, at least as a player, I know what I'm getting. Because you know what? Unlike Carlton Davis, whose play has slipped. Sorry, I hate to bring facts to the table.
You just hate him.
No, I don't. I didn't like his comments yesterday.
Oh, no, man. You're white media.
You know, sometimes you're doing the post-game interview and you just get hit with a pie. That's me right there. I drove in 3. Had a couple base hits. Still got sabotaged by a teammate. 248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a difference maker on the D-line, and I'm not going to complain about it. Now, I'm scared? Oh, God, yeah. I always get scared signing guys near 30 who are hurt. It's just what it is. I wanted to play that Carlton Davis sound for you, and we will. But, David, ticket text coming in. What are the people's thoughts on all this deal?
Fear of injury is with any player, even the current Lions. I'm not worried about it if they decide to sign him. Rick,
you know what, David? No. Stop. Okay, here. I'm going to do this.
No. Okay. No. Calm down.
I'm going to make an ask of you. I can't make a demand because you're grown, but I'm going to ask you to do something because now you're starting to really piss me off. Stop reading the dumbest ones you get.
That is a response from the topic.
No, it's an idiot, and I'm done with it. When a man who's near 30 has blown out both quads, that is not the same as someone who's never been hurt.
Hang on, David. Wait. That's one.
That is, you know what?
David.
Yes, Kenny. Yeah. That's one.
David, I'm going to stand up for you. Keep them coming. That's show content right there. Want to know why? Because I do want to hear how some people think.
No, I get tired of the stupid. You cannot say that every player has an equal chance of injury when a player has missed multiple seasons or is showing a consistent inability to be on the field. That is,
it's why I gave the caveat. Yes.
Not you. I'm not yelling at you.
The NFL yelling is a violent sport, but you don't have to bring in people with precondition who have already been injured.
According to that person, it doesn't matter, and you need to shut up. That's what they told you. That's what they told you.
I think that was directed towards you.
I'm the one who likes the player, and I'm willing to take the risk.
Mike, that's one.
Right. I just... This town has no clue how to handle success. No,
No, that boils down to, I hate to oversimplify, I trust in Brad. Brad knows what he's doing. You clowns don't.
Great, except one problem. I like the player.
No, you're not allowed to have concerns. Either you're all in or you're all out. 100%.
Yeah, no, you know what that is? That's a cult, and I don't belong to one. David, go ahead.
Adding DJ Reader would make me feel better about the underwhelming offseason. That being said, I think we should bring in a 2 or 3 year team-friendly deal with him.
Okay. Well, I'd be shocked.
Okay.
If it's I would be stunned years. If he got anything north of 3.
I'd
be surprised if it wasn't 2. He is going to be 30, and he is coming off. Now, again, if his representatives believe he's got one more big payday ahead of him, could he take a one-year Chauncey Gardner-Johnson prove-it deal? We don't know. You know, we don't rep these players. I would love to see it. I'd love to have him here. If you're asking me, who do I like better between Carlton Davis and DJ Reader? It's DJ Reader.
We still say that this free agency is fine. I still need someone to replace Jonah Jackson, and we still need another pass rusher. Okay.
Guys, it's pretty apparent. They believe in Houston. They're going to back him up with Davenport, and they believe they have the answers. Now, look, if Reader is here, it will help you. It'll help with an interior rush. And I'm telling you, you won't run the ball on this crew. You won't. So we got to give up the dream of the pass rusher. It's just not going to happen.
It's going to probably have to come with pick 29 or somewhere in the second round.
From Rob, Lions were on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, ignoring both Mike and Rico. Holmes knows how to run a football team. You guys don't.
Who's that from?
That's from Rob.
Okay, Rob, let me tell you this. You know what the biggest crime that a lot of teams who get that close do? They feel as if we were so close, minor tweaks will get back. There's a reason why teams that are runner-up in the Super Bowls don't make it back because they fall into that trap. Oh, we'll just add a couple draft picks and maybe go get like one free agent or two. But we were so close while everybody else did major overhauls. So, yes, you made it that far. But newsflash, there was no parade down Woodward. You did not win that game. You lost that game. You lost that game for glaring reasons that I don't think you've addressed yet. So guess what happens if you're put back in that situation? You'll probably get the same results. But hey, what do I know?
I guess I just can't figure out why you give up your right to think. Some of you do surprise me. Brad Holmes wouldn't spit on you if you were on fire. And the only thing you do, while, by the way, listening to a radio show that apparently you don't like, the only thing you do is run to a stranger's defense. For what? Because I said I like the player? Because Rico has concerns about the injuries, which are real? Because John Jansen, who played the very sport, has said on our very airwaves, as a noted Lion Slappy, that as you approach your late 20s, the injuries are a big thing, and they're happening, and your body won't recover the same way. That's John saying. Rob, I just don't even get it. I don't even know why you're here, Rob.
I'm with you.
Because the last I checked, any television we watch, any radio you listen to, anything you read, I mean, why read it? We don't run the teams, so why bother?
They made it that far without listening to us. And you know what? They don't have to. And you can come out with your receipts later. But
we're talking sports.
But here's the other thing. Mike, I'll give you credibility. You've seen your Giants win. You know what it takes. Sometimes it's not pretty.
No,
sometimes
I know.
It's not. It's going to be ugly, but you get over the hump.
No, and I think bringing Reader in makes them better. It I is. Like the move. I don't even get what crawled up Rob's ass. Well, I have no idea.
There were other moves that we wanted him to make.
Because I wanted a pass rusher to go out and rack 17 sacks. Yeah, you're right. I'm a terrible person.
I've been preaching pass rusher for now 3 straight years.
If they believe they've got the answer, great. We're going to find out real quick. Right. Did they get better? I mean, if you sign Reader and these players are healthy, you're better.
But hey,
I agree with that.
Right, but it was just like, oh, well, you know, we didn't do anything in the trade deadline because, you know, Houston's going to come back, except for he wasn't back until the playoffs. Like, guys, you're buying into this stuff hook, line, and sinker. You can think for yourself. You can look, and it's okay.
I can't imagine.
No. You can still love your team and question some of the things that go on or say, this doesn't make sense
to me.
That's
what we do.
Make it make sense to me.
You know, here's the funny part. You get one of these people like Rob. He's the same dude sitting at home bitching about a play call. Well, I guess, Rob, you don't have a right to. Ben Johnson knows more than you. Am I right? Or live in the real world with us. Have some fun with sports. Talk about it. Talk about decisions. And you move forward with your life. I cannot imagine, nor have I ever, watched my own teams and just said, well, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. I don't exist on that planet. Because sports wouldn't be any fun if I did. You sound like one of those fembots from the Austin Powers thing. You're like a computer. What are you, a ChatGPT texter? I mean, David, think about it. I did a soliloquy on DJ Reader at the top of the hour. He's a top 10, top 12 D tackle when he's healthy. I gave it a good and a bad. I'm in. If he wants to play here and the doctors clear him, they're better. And you still end up with somebody like Rob. This city is, I tell you, it's society, and the city is a microcosm of it. People really have given up the ability to critically think. It's just something.
No.
It's stupid.
Mike, I understand, because for the first time in like 70 years, you got to experience not only being in the playoffs, winning playoff games, and having people say nice things about you. You're not the butt of a joke. People actually thought you were going to win some things.
I think they're going to be really good again this year. I haven't knocked them at all. I have a right to say I choose not to order that item on the menu.
And
it doesn't mean you're an idiot for doing it.
And for me, I'm like, guys, you're close. These things can help you get closer and get you over the hump.
You bringing up the injury profile of the players, all who are headed towards 30, all who on data are struggling to stay healthy. That doesn't mean you're being a, almost said a bad word. I almost used a word that people use when trying to say penis.
All right.
But you're not being that. Right. I think it's just calling it straight. I mean, hell, if you want the Sunshine Crew, go to DetroitLions.com. What the hell you need us for? Go get people with company cars. Have them tell you what to think. I don't, what do you want from me? Christ almighty, I said DJ Reader's a hell of a good ball player. Here's the good and the bad. It is.
Yeah, he's great. Best free agent out there. Didn't need Danielle Hunter.
But that's not me being honest.
That's what people want to hear. Wait, whoa. You thought people wanted honesty?
Yeah, it's kind of why I've had the career I've had. Most of the lemmings are out of business a long time ago.
God, things have changed, man. 2024.
You nailed it. Meteor, take us all out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hello, DJ.
What up, Dolphin?
He is back. Dude, I thought we were going to have to do a wellness check on you.
Hold on. DJ is out changing the city of Detroit, Mike.
Yeah, man, I ain't went nowhere, man. Just working, man. Just out here working. And then y'all started talking Lions today, man. So I'm always looking forward to talking that with you.
What do you got?
On this one, Mike, I hear you loud and clear. So with Brad's formula, I'm all for it, man, because it's like, in my eyes, it's way more reward than risk, even though there's a huge risk. But ultimately, what he's doing is just taking a chance of just always making the roster better with talent. I get what he's doing. Like, DJ Reader and whoever else, it's like, dude, if I bring you in here, if you can give us what we think you can, bet. If you can't, all right, cool, we try. But at the end of the day, while you're here, you make this roster better. You get what I'm saying? So it's like almost a win-win for them. So I don't even trip when he do it.
No, to Rico's point, though, when you're on the cusp of a Super Bowl and you got a ton of cap space and you look at some of the A-list guys that don't have red flags or injury history, I think it's a fair debate. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
You go all in, DJ, and you get that player that can help get you over the top.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, Danielle Hunter, was he really – and I'm with you guys. I mean, football is simple. Offensive line, defensive line. That's why where we're at now, because that offensive line is so good. Flip side, D-line. But was Danielle Hunter really worth that in you two guys' eyes? Like, was he worth the money he got paid?
Yes. Oh, on a two-year deal, yeah.
Yeah.
What did he get, like 20 a season? What did he get?
He got two at 49.
Okay. All right. Well, we still see. No, yeah, I got
to question. Again, because here's the thing, again. DJ, with the salary cap constantly going up, don't look at these numbers because proportionally – they're not as bad as they seem. You're like, oh, my God, it's $25 million. But you also got infused with an extra $35 million in cap space. So, really, NFL gave you free money. Think of it like on the casino apps. You got a free play with this. Didn't cost you anything.
So, I have a question for you two. Do you think a little of this is a little Brad Holmes kind of like arrogance, like I'm smarter than you guys and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing? Do you think it's some of that going on, or he's just very cautious because two of them coming up?
Yeah, it's 100%. And it's okay to talk about that too, because if you back it up, it doesn't matter if you're cocky about stuff. As long as you back it up, that's all any of us care about. Now, DJ, look, if they bring in Reader, my whole deal about being, you know, angry the other day about some of these edge rushers, it lessens it because Reader's a hell of a good ball player. But I'm not being honest with the audience if I just skip over the part where he's had a devastating injury to each of his legs. I just don't think I'm doing you a service if I just gloss over that part. Paul's in Shelby. Let's talk to our man. We haven't heard from him in a while. Paulie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Hey, is it just me or is caller DJ Barry White's son? I mean, I expect that guy to break into a romantic song at any minute. Guy's got the voice of the century.
It is. It's a very beautiful yet masculine voice. It's tremendous to listen to. You. What's going on?
Oh, baby.
What's up? All right. Let's get to it.
No, very simple. You know, I just want to harken back to last year and Holmes' MO for the most part. Last year, some, not all, but some quarterbacks were able to extend plays at crucial times on the Lions. And it led to losses. It did at various points of the season. I harken back to Geno Smith in Seattle. We stopped one drive. One drive, we win that game in regulation. You take a look at, even Brock Purdy, you know, in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, you look at Love in Green Bay. I can cite other examples. The only blowout we really suffered was Baltimore. But the thing is simply this. I truly believe the Lions are run by smart people.
Agreed.
coaches all the way on down. If they don't see this, then they're not smart people. So, and Holmes, it seems to me, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, because you're bringing up these guys that are coming in, and I listen to learn. I don't know anything about Reader. I don't know anything about any of these guys, but I do know this much. You know, callers, they, you know, texters, they say, oh, Holmes is God, whatever. My opinion is simply this. I've seen him hit some home runs that seemed underwhelming, like when he got Montgomery and he teamed him with Gibbs in the draft. It was a home run. I don't think anybody can deny that.
Yeah.
And some of the other things, unfortunately, Mosley and Gardner Johnson were unavailable for most of last year. Who knows what Mosley would have done for us? So here's the situation. You know, I'm going to reserve my thoughts until April, the draft. I want to see what he's going to do. I want to see these problems. I want them addressed. And I don't think there's any question that we should, keyword should, be a lot better. Because, guys, you're right. We came within a half of going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and if you sign DJ Reader and he's healthy, you're better. I'm telling you, you'll like this guy. I have a far stronger opinion and I think he's just a better overall football player and a more impactful one than Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis is a good football player, but I don't think he's great. And I get some red flags there. Oh, God forbid I live in reality.
I think DJ Reader. Yeah, Reader is his past injuries. Davis, his play has just declined.
And the injuries every year. Yeah. It's each of the last three seasons. You know, a guy like Danielle Hunter, I think Danielle Hunter's had one injury in his career. He's played 16 or 17 games, six of his 7 years.
Yeah. And the thing about Danielle Hunter, think of it as a two-for-one because now Aiden Hutchinson gets better.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. It's gone. It's over. So let's just get Reader and get better. Okay. Yeah. I hope he signs. I hope he signs today. Don't let him leave the building unless the medicals aren't clear, which I'm not a doctor.
So would you agree with this comparison? Somebody's on the ticket text is saying Reader is to Cincinnati as what Jonah Jackson is and was to Detroit.
When they
played, they were dominant and they won.
Yes. Yeah, I can work with that. Sure. I like that. Look at that. Some intelligence on the ticket text. Ooh-wee, a rare moment. What is your reaction that DJ Reader has signed? 2 years, 27 mil?
27.25, yes.
It's exactly the two-year deal type stuff that they want to do. We talked about it top of the hour. I'll give you the brief reset. It's simple. When DJ Reader's healthy, and again, he's had 2 years with a catastrophic injury. Outside of that, he plays. And he's been one of the 10 or 12 best defensive tackles in football. He's just a damn good football player. So I'm in. The reason I can trust this more than the Carlton Davis thing is your doctors look at it. It's a catastrophic injury. If they don't like what they're seeing, they don't sign him. Carlton Davis, it's like 18 different things. It's always nagging stuff. A toe, a kneecap, an elbow, a rib. My earlobe hurts. Like, it's always something. With DJ Reader, if your doctors trust it, we're good. Do I think it makes you better? Absolutely. You will not run the football on this team. It just won't happen. And DJ Reader has the rare ability as a 340-pound man to also be disruptive on pass rushing downs because he played over 300 pass rushing downs. When he's right, he plays. And it matters. And I think if you put DJ Reader next to Aiden Hutchinson on the inside, yes, you get better. I like this. This, to me, is the best signing of your offseason. I like this one better than Carlton Davis, certainly better than Davenport. I'm not making fun of the Amik Robinson thing because the truth is he's a nickel corner. He's a hard hitter. He's a tough kid. He's small. But, okay, hey, for $4 or $5 million, I don't care. Right. Bring him aboard.
Right, you're not asking him to go out there and be CB1.
But this? No, this I can vibe with. Do I worry?
This is an impact.
Do I worry overall that every player you're signing's got some injury stuff? Of course
yes.
I do. But if your doctors trust what they saw in the rehab of his quad, because he's torn both quads now in his career. Yeah, that's 340-pound wrecking ball that I'm going to put next to Aleem McNeil. He's good, man. So I'd love to know your reaction to it. I'm in. I needed to get better up front. I had a preference to an edge, but I'll never be mad about a balanced defensive tackle, meaning a guy who's not just a run stuffer. He's not just an occupier. It's a guy you can play on passing downs, and he can help you. Reader's that.
Is it fair that the signing of DJ Reader and what they've done in free agency is pushing me towards changing what I want for them in the draft?
Oh, well, I...
Because that was cornerback. I need a pass rusher. Absolutely need a pass rusher.
David, what if they... And again, I don't want to take the focus from Reader, but, like, what if they just believe they've got the pass rusher? They have a right to believe they have their own guy. I'm just from a different school where, like, watching my own team or watching Rico's, the last time the Giants won the Super Bowl, they had 8 pass rushers. They had 2 4-man units on the D-line. And they'd bring in what they called a NASCAR package on third downs, and they ruined Tom Brady. I just don't think you can ever have enough pass rushers. But if they believe they have what they need.
And I do think they believe that.
Yeah, and look, Reader's unique because you can play him on third downs.
Because they've had, David, they've had ample opportunity to bring in a pass rusher, and they keep telling you, stop trying to tell me to try the meatballs. I don't want them.
Perfect. So DJ Reader's a Lion, and I dig it. I'm good with it. And like we talked about, whether it was Eric Armstead or Reader, I mean, you could make a case that you preferred Armstead. I'm fine with that. But is Reader a better run stopper? Yes. Armstead's a better pass rusher. I think Reader's more balanced. It was just hard for me to get the image of Armstead dominating the Super Bowl. Yeah. But look, bottom line, you got a really good football player. So are you better? I think you can say yes. Now that you've added an actual high-level player up front, yes. But I don't think it's wrong if you're nervous about it. That's okay. It doesn't make you a bad fan. Mom and dad aren't going to kick you out of the house. If you're worried because each guy, one is coming off a huge injury, the other one just gets hurt every year, it's okay to be worried. But on paper, I think they're better, Rico. Yes. And I don't want to do the whole, like, well, where do they rank in the NFC? I have no idea. The offseason's got to finish. You got to see the draft. Who blows out a knee in training camp the whole bit?
See, I'm excited about this addition. I just need to see him out on the field. Now, if he's out there by week 5, week 6, and looks like, okay, it's going to work. Yeah, it's great. I'm just concerned about the injuries. No, I'm not a doctor, nor am I the Lions doctor. Just, you have a history of bringing in injured players, and most of them stay injured.
Do you think you've done enough to make the impossible possible? I'd love to hear Lion fans' responses to it. Let's get to the phones. Let's see what they have to say. So DJ Reader. And I think I don't know if there's a correlation, but it felt like once the Bengals started inviting D tackles to town, you felt like DJ Reader wasn't getting out of the building if the medicals checked out. And he didn't. Put him next to McNeil. You got 2 of the top 10 defensive tackles in football. Rico, that's real.
No, it is.
Man, that's going to be a nightmare for offensive coordinators. You got 3 guys to block 2. Good luck with that.
I mean, you already really weren't running up the middle last season.
And you ain't going to do it now.
And now you just improved that. You made a strength even stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not running. I'm telling you.
Which brings a lot of third and longs.
I'll be in disbelief if people run the football on this team.
Brings third and longs, which is why I say this is where you need that edge rusher now.
Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. So I'm going to lose my mind if we don't have a new edge rusher on the team by August. This feast or famine, Aiden Hutchinson roller coaster is not sustainable. I can't. Like, he can't be on the back of a milk cart in the NFC Championship. It just can't happen. We desperately needed a sack in that game, and I think it's one of the reasons why we lost. We just couldn't do anything to get that momentum back. But that being said, I really like this DJ Reader signing. I was the guy who wanted Chris Wilkins, can't get him. Let's pivot to Reader. The reason why I say that is because if you have a guy that can stop the run as efficiently as Reader can, as well as with a lean, that's an investment in the edge rusher that I believe the Lions will take in the second or third round. I love Jonah Ellis out of Utah. I've said that before on your show. Yeah. I hope a lot of people do as well. You know, Adisa Isaac, Chop Robinson, whoever you take that are guys that aren't going to do a great job at setting the edge, you're making an investment into that guy. I can go to Jonah, I can go to Chop and say, hey, numbnuts, go kill the quarterback. Like, I like that investment. And like you said, you're making your strength stronger. So I'm a positive review on the signing. pretty down on this free agent class in general. Like, I don't love Danielle Hunter. I didn't think he was really worth it. I didn't love other guys. I was kind of pissed off at the Brian Burns trade because that would have been fantastic. But, I mean, yeah, go your Giants, whatever.
And it's why I've never been married to one player. I just wanted impact. You don't want Hunter, yeah. You go get somebody else. It didn't matter to me. I wanted, if you want it, yeah, I wanted L'Jarius Sneed. Of course I did. I admit that. I love the guy. But I'm not, the Reader thing, if it's Reader and Carlton Davis and the total cost is roughly the $25 million you would have handed to Hunter, I'm not mad about it.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, could I ask you a question about your Giants for the draft? I want to pivot, but I'm curious your thoughts
sure.
on something.
Sure.
What's going on with Drake May? He's like the inverse J.J. McCarthy right now. Like, I get it. Footwork's bad. Yeah. Bad decision maker. He needs time to grow. But, like, I see a ceiling that could be Aaron Rodgers, could be, like, insane level of talent. And I don't understand what's going on. I see Chris Sims ranking him sixth. What's stopping your Giants from just pulling the trigger, saying, you know what, you're going to be a new Eli Manning, and just trading up to two or three to go get him? Like, I think that might be the path we're seeing with how he's falling.
I think part of what stops them is draft capital. I mean, we don't have a second-round pick. We used it to go get Brian Burns. And every year, one quarterback gets smeared. It's just what happens. I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's clear the riser is J.J. The faller might be Drake May.
See, but that would help you.
Sure. I would love a quarterback to fall to me. You got me worried I can't even take J.J. at six.
Why would I do that?
Because you like stress. That's really what it comes down to.
I like stress.
248-539-9797. Lions have signed DJ Reader. We get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.